Joshua chapter 23. When Yahweh had given rest to Israel from their enemies all around, and Joshua was old and well advanced in years, Joshua called for all Israel. He said to them, I am old and advanced in years. You have seen all that Yahweh your God has done to all these nations because of you. Remember, they had come out of Egypt. They'd been wandering for 40 years in the wilderness, and Joshua, in God's strength, had brought them into the land of Canaan, and they had overcome all the tribes. Well, Joshua had overcome them, and he'd given them the land. It is Yahweh your God who has fought for you. So he doesn't want them to be thinking that they actually did this in their own strength. God gave them the victory, and we should never get lifted up thinking, oh, I passed my exams, I had a great career, I did well in my life. It is God who gives the victory. It is God who fights for us. Behold, I have allotted to you these nations that remain to be an inheritance for your tribes. So Joshua had won all the fights, but the people still had to go and inherit the land. It's like Jesus died on the cross and he won us our place in the kingdom, but we have still got to, as it were, go and inherit it. Yahweh your God will thrust out those nations from before you and drive them from out of your sight. You shall possess their land. Unfortunately, they didn't, because we're going to read in the book of Judges how they found all sorts of excuses and how they said, oh no, these ones have got chariots of iron, let's just go and live in the mountains, let them live in the valleys. But they could have won easily. They could have got that inheritance, but they often didn't. And it's the same with so many people. They could be in God's kingdom, but they won't be. And this is the real tragedy. It's really so sad. And that's why we should really appeal to people. You can be there. God wants you to be there. Jesus has made it possible, because Joshua is the Hebrew form of Jesus. Yah saves, God saves. Therefore, be very courageous to keep all that is written in the book of the law of Moses. Don't turn aside from it to the right hand or to the left, that you not mingle with these nations, these that remain among you, neither make mention of the name of their gods, nor cause to swear by them, neither serve them, nor bow down yourselves to them. So he's saying, don't even talk about their gods. Don't even talk about it, let alone go and worship them. And Paul talks somewhat similarly in the New Testament when he talks about the bad behavior that is around us in the world. And he says, do not even talk about those things. So our conversation as Christians ought to be about the one true God and the positive things about him. But hold fast to Yahweh your God, for Yahweh has driven great and strong nations out from before you. But as for you, no man has stood before you to this day. One man of you shall chase 1,000, for it is Yahweh your God who fights for you, as he spoke to you. Take good heed to yourselves, therefore, that you love Yahweh your God. It's as simple as that, to love God, to love him, to quite simply love God, as simple as that. But if you do mix with and hold fast to the remnant of these nations, even those who remain among you, and make marriages with them and go into them and they to you, know for a certainty that Yahweh your God will no longer drive these nations out from you, that they will be a snare and a trap to you, a scourge in your sides and thorns in your eyes, until you perish from off this good land which Yahweh your God has given you. That's why if we have the choice to get married, well, we should definitely choose to marry a believer. Do not marry an unbeliever, because they will turn you away from God. It may not happen, but generally that is what happens. And those of us who've lived a bit longer have seen this happening all the time. Behold, today I am going the way of all the earth. You know in all your hearts and in all your souls that not one thing has failed of all the good things which Yahweh your God spoke about you. It shall happen that as all the good things have come on you, so Yahweh will bring on you all the evil things until he has destroyed you from off this good land. If you disobey the covenant of Yahweh which he commanded you, and go and serve other gods and bow down yourselves to them, then the anger of Yahweh will be kindled against you, and you will perish quickly from off the good land which he has given to you. Well, they did serve other gods, but they didn't actually perish that quickly off the good land. It took many generations, hundreds of years, centuries, before God finally drove them out. So his patience with them was amazing, absolutely amazing. And yet it is a fact, if you mix with this world and if you worship their gods, then you will not enter the kingdom. When you could have done, when it was so easy for you, when it was so within your grasp. Now, it's not, oh, keep away from this, oh, don't mix with them. It's more, if you simply love God, quite naturally, you will not go to those things. It is as simple as that.